Many of France's famed wines are named for the regions where they're made. Think Bordeaux, Burgundy, and of course, Champagne. And owning the right to use those names is pretty important economically. The 16,000 grape growers and 4,500 wine producers in France's Champagne region are pretty strict about enforcing that exclusivity. In fact, in 2012, when Apple wanted to describe a new gold iPhone as champagne-colored, a group representing the French champagne industry threatened to sue. But for a long time, there was a loophole in the United States. Oddly enough, the Treaty of Versailles, signed in 1919 at the end of World War I, was what originally limited the international use of the name Champagne in order to protect French winemakers. But the U.S. never actually ratified the Treaty of Versailles. The loophole was ultimately closed in a 2006 trade agreement, and out of respect and to avoid confusion, many U.S. producers hadn't used it much over the years anyway. But brands like Korbel and Cook's have hung on to the moniker, and Miller High Life is actually legally the champagne of beers.